Food security in parts of Syria is slightly better than last year, according to two UN agencies. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and the World Food Programme are warning, however, that the overall situation remains far worse than before the war. In their latest crop and food security assessment mission released today, total wheat production for the country is estimated to be 1.8 million tons. This is 12% more than last year's record low harvest, but still less than half of the pre-conflict 10-year average. To elaborate more on this is Monica Totova, an economist with FAO in Rome. Ms. Totova, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What does this growth in production mean for the overall figures of food insecurity in the country?
Although the production in Syria increased, there are still 6.9 million Syrians that are food insecure. Food consumption has partly improved in Aleppo, Al-Hasakeh, Dara, and Deir Zor governorates. The situation in Damascus, rural Damascus, and Hama remained the same. Unfortunately, the situation in other governorates of Syria has deteriorated compared to the same time last year.
What are the reasons for the improvements?
First of all, the rains this year were better than the rains last year. Improved weather situation compared to the slightly improved access to the fields allowed farmers to produce more. Unfortunately, there are still significant constraints to agricultural production, such as lack of inputs, seeds, fertilizers, high cost of fuel, and damaged infrastructure, and so on.
How are those in the hardest hit areas coping with this situation?
Many of the households reduce the number of meals they are consuming. Adults in some families are giving up the meals so the children can eat. Also, a lot of households already depleted their assets. We are now in the 7th year of conflict and have nothing else to sell off. Also, what we see is an increase in child labor and a large number of school children which are not at school.
And do FAO and WFP have better access to the areas they need to reach?
The access to humanitarian organizations have improved compared to last year. Still, some areas remained very hard to reach. Nevertheless, they are no longer besieged and humanitarian actors can enter. FAO in 2017 so far assisted over 280,000 people by supporting backyard food production and animal health.
Thank you very much for being with us, Ms. Totova.
Thank you.